content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the month of July of 2022. First off, we have the district governor's message. A bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. This is a quote credited to Helen Keller, among several others throughout history. It makes no difference who first said it. It only makes a difference if you believe it. I believe it, and we all, as a group, believe it. This year presents the wonderful opportunity to turn our district into a community service superpower. We each have a role to play, just like the protagonist robot leader on the kids' movie Find a Need, Fill a Need. We are so very blessed to be here in the Lions Clubs at this particular period of time. We can and will make a huge movement for the good of our local, district, and state communities this year and for many years to come. It was just over 2 years ago when I became district governor for the first time. Now, due to circumstances as they are, I am returning for the last time that I and anyone else will be able to become a DG more than once. It seemed that the world ended up like the boat we were on when it capsized during the storm. Confusing, scary, and chaotic. I changed my direction and goals at the last moment and started asking clubs to just do something to stay relevant. Many of you responded like the true heroes you are. You delivered food and supplies to shut-ins that were too scared or worried to leave their home. You ran fundraisers with multiple stages that raised money but kept safe separation between others, and you retained your Lion's spirit through it all. Today, I thank PDG Randy Oxendine for his leadership over the last year as we have come out of the COVID-19 chaos, and I look forward with exuberance at the possibilities of the next year. I have set several goals that will challenge the best among you, but they are attainable and will make us into a powerhouse of a district. First, we have announced a contest for membership-driven Lions. If any Lion sponsors 3 new members during my term as district governor, I will invite you and your spouse to a dinner at the Angus Barn, if the group is small, or a night of celebration at our house with a chef and bartender coming in to cook in front of everyone. We need to get above 1,250 members to be able to sponsor another international director. And we have some great members in our district that deserve the chance to run that race. Second, I have set the goal of $120 for Brighter Visions per member for our district. Brighter Visions funds have diminished due to COVID-19, and we need to replenish it. I ask that each club holds an individual fundraiser just to benefit Brighter Visions in addition to individual goals. Here in Wendell, we are holding a benefit concert just for Brighter Visions, and we are setting our goal high because the money is sorely needed. Third, I returned just recently from a tour of Johns Hopkins Wilmer Eye Institute with PID Gwen, PDG Rhett, and several bigwigs from the Greater D.C. Area District. There are things being worked on in their labs that are incredible and too much to write here. The Institute's director says money is needed to develop the technology that will virtually eliminate blindness. I spoke to the VDGs of Districts 31N and 31S, and we have come up with a goal to raise $1 million, $1 bill at a time, for clinical eye research. If we can cure blindness, let's do it sooner rather than later. You will be asked to set out jars and buckets to collect change and single dollars that we will pile up and keep current with a picture online. I read where a Lions Club raised 1 million pennies for library books a few years back. I believe we can raise $1 million for clinical eye research if we set our hearts and minds to it. Lastly, let's have fun and be happy. People are drawn to a group if they're happy and having fun, and fun comes from activities that bring you joy. Happiness is a state of mind. Make your goals to benefit those in need in and around our community, and let others know the happiness you receive from doing them. Ask for help in your activities. It's really easy, and everyone loves helping the community if they know it is something that you're doing. Let's get started on a fantastic year. Here's an announcement on Camp Dogwood Fall Eyeglass Sorting. Camp Dogwood Fall Eyeglass Sorting is scheduled for September 7th through 10th of 2022. Meals and rooms will be available. Contact Tammy Thomas for more information. You can reach her at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or you can email Tammy at tammy@nclionsinc.org. Save the date. Brighter Visions Kickoff. The Brighter Visions Kickoff will be held on August 27, 2022 at the Shamrock Restaurant in Williamston at 101 West Boulevard, Williamston, North Carolina, 27892. The event will start at 3 p.m. Cabinet officers, regional zone chairs, district chairs, presidents, and secretaries should attend. There are NC Lions pins for sale. State pins are now available for promoting the Lions of North Carolina and showing that we are proud of what we do. Pins are $2 each. Contact past District Governor Lion Dale Dupree for more information at lion100pdg@gmail.com. This from Lions Clubs International. There are some special club awards to be aware of. Lions have always been innovators, and a little thinking outside the box goes a long way toward making a bigger impact in our communities. The following are two ways that we're recognizing innovation and the clubs that are changing the way we serve. Kindness Matters Service Award. Get the recognition your club deserves for an outstanding project in one of our global cause areas. Have your club's service chairperson submit your nomination by August 15, 2022 to qualify. The Marketing Award. Showcase your club's innovative marketing and be recognized for your creativity. Application materials are due by December 31st, 2022. So get your great campaign ready to share. Let's give each other the chance to think bigger about service, because our work will always change lives. And this about the VSP voucher program from Brian Hoover, the Mobile Screening Unit Coordinator. As many of you are aware, the matching funds program was sidelined in September of 2020. In the absence of matching funds, we have been blessed to work with the VSP voucher program. VSP is an insurance company that is providing VSP vouchers to Lions Club International. These VSP vouchers can be used at any participating VSP provider for an eye exam and/or glasses at no cost to the patient or your Lions Club. There are several VSP requirements that determine if a patient qualifies for the VSP voucher program. 1. The patient may not have received assistance from VSP in the past 12 months. 2. The patient is not eligible for a VSP voucher if already covered by government or private insurance, which covers the service needed. And 3. They must meet 200% of the federal poverty level. VSP vouchers must be applied for and received before a patient goes to an eye doctor for service. This is just the opposite of the matching funds program. When you have a client that is requesting help, you will need to determine which voucher type best fits your patient's needs, as there are three different types of vouchers available. They are 1. The Sight for Students voucher, which covers exams and glasses for students age 19 and under. 2. The Materials Only voucher, which covers just materials, frames, and lenses. The Materials Only voucher would typically be used when a patient has Medicare or if the patient was able to pay for the exam but could not afford the glasses. Medicare will typically cover an eye exam for medical reasons but will not cover glasses except one time after cataract surgery. Medicare will only cover an eye exam when there's a medical reason, such as diabetes, cataracts, dry eyes, glaucoma, and many other health-related issues which can affect the eye. And 3, the full coverage voucher, which covers exams and glasses for adults over the age of 19. The VSP vouchers are easy to apply for and are accepted by many VSP doctors across the state. VSP has a website, so you or the patient can check to see what doctors accept the vouchers. And that website is www.vsp.com/i-doctor. Once you determine which type of VSP voucher best fits the needs of your client, you will then need to complete a VSP voucher information form. This form is available at https://nclionsinc.org/program-forms. Once the VSP information form is completed, return it to me at NCLI. We will then complete the voucher request, and if all qualifications are met, we will mail the voucher to the Lion whose contact information is included on the VSP voucher information form. That Lion would then either deliver the VSP voucher to the patient, or in some cases, Lions may prefer to take the VSP voucher to a doctor's office and get the office to call the patient and schedule the exam. We have found this helps to prevent the patient from losing the VSP voucher, which is non-replaceable once in the hands of the patient. If you have any questions about the VSP voucher program, please give me a call or send me an email. Thank you, and I look forward to serving our communities together. And that is from Brian Hoover. He can be reached at 800-662-7401. Extension 241, or Brian, that's spelled B-R-Y-A-N, at nclionsinc.org. North Carolina Lions Incorporated is proud to introduce Lions KidSight USA. Lions KidSight USA is a nationwide program bringing Lions clubs across the country together to ensure our children receive eye screenings and follow-up care when needed. We train and mobilize caring people to be able to easily and efficiently screen the vision health of our nation's youngest, dearest, and most vulnerable children to help ensure they receive early academic and social development success that we all deserve. Guided by the fact that 80% of a child's learning and development requires healthy, corrected vision. Through grant monies provided by several agencies, North Carolina Lions Incorporated has been able to purchase a KidSight screening unit for every district in the state. Each of these five units will be available to conduct vision and hearing screenings at your local daycare, preschools, schools, and any other location where children may be screened. Each KidSight unit will need dedicated Lions to make this happen. We are looking for multiple Lions that would like to participate in each district. You do not need experience with conducting vision screenings, just a passion for helping children. We are holding a training session here at Camp Dogwood that will show you how to operate the equipment and give you the knowledge to screen these children. Would you like to be a part of making a difference for the children in your district? If so, please call today to reserve your spot at our training session scheduled for August 17th and 18th of 2022. Reservations are limited to the first 50 people. Please reserve your spot by Monday, August 1st of 2022. You can contact Carlton Metz at 800-662-7401, extension 323, or Brian Hoover at 800-662-7401, extension 241. And here's a notice from the Albemarle Eye Center about Operation Sight, which will be held October 9th through October 15th of 2022. Albemarle Eye Center surgeons to perform vision-restoring procedures for those less fortunate. Albemarle Eye Center is preparing for Operation Sight, which will take place during National Sight Week, October 9th through 15th. Cataract surgeons Jitendra Swarup, MD, and Peter Mitrov, MD, will perform free life-changing cataract surgeries for those in need through a philanthropic initiative through the ASCRS, or American Society of Cataracts and Refractive Surgery Foundation, at the Center for Visual Surgical Excellence, an AAAHC-accredited ambulatory surgical center in Chesapeake, Virginia. Cataracts are a natural part of the aging process and develop slowly, causing cloudy vision, loss of color perception, and trouble reading or driving at night. There is no way to prevent cataract formation. Surgery is necessary to remove the clouded lens and replace it with an artificial intraocular lens implant. According to the ASCRS Foundation, Operation Sight has delivered more than 7,000 surgeries in the U.S. through this free service to the uninsured patients. Albemarle Eye Center is excited to be joining Operation Sight, ensuring our patients throughout North Carolina receive access to much-needed eye health care. This program is important to our communities. I am excited to be part of an initiative to assist those in need with the gift of sight, said Dr. Jitendra Swarup. Albemarle Eye Center ophthalmologists have signed up as volunteer surgeons through Operation Sight, a national program through the ASCRSE Foundation. The goal of Operation Sight is to bring a network of volunteer organizations that provide care to Americans unable to access or afford cataract surgery. Albemarle's Eye Center's affiliate practice, Carolina Eye Care Physicians, located in Charleston, South Carolina, is the founding practice of the Operation Sight program and will also be participating to serve patients in need within the Lowcountry. To qualify for Operation Sight, patients must complete an application and meet specific criteria to be eligible for treatment. Applicants must be the United States citizens, have a confirmed diagnosis of cataracts, live at or below the poverty level set by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and be without Medicare, Medicaid, or third-party insurance coverage. And there is a website where you can get more information, and that is https://albemarleeye.com/Operation Sight. The Lions Club is holding a bed and mattress raffle. A new queen-size sleep-to-win three-zone smart bed and adjustable bed frame from Mattress Outlet Hickory will be given away on December 9th, 2022. This cushioned balanced mattress has a 5.5-inch dynamic air support system providing individualized support to shoulder, lumbar, and hips. Each zone adjusts independently and allows you to custom fit the bed to your exact comfort preference. Its copper-infused foam defends against germs and has a temperature-controlled gel to keep you cool so you sleep better. The accompanying adjustable base has a heads-up-down function, 12-inch solid legs, a wired remote, and foot retainer bar. It fits into most bed frames and has a 10-year limited warranty. It is a $5,000 value. All proceeds go to help support our local charities and Camp Dogwood, with emphasis on support for the blind and visually impaired. Most of your local Lions Clubs will be participating. You can contact anyone in your local Lions Club, or you can call 828-495-4599, and we will arrange easy purchase of tickets. Credit card purchases can be made by calling 828-478-2135, extension 229, and ask for Tammy. The tickets are limited. They are $5 apiece. Mayor's Substance Misuse Task Force. This is written by Lion John Lind. Our special guest speaker at a recent meeting was Ben Barris. He was representing the mayor's substance misuse task force, and he has firsthand experience in the subject as a recovering alcoholic. So Ben shared some of his own personal story and shared some perspectives and information that many of us were not aware of. The statistics and number of people who die from addiction each year are absolutely staggering. However, most of those people never asked for help. The question is, why? The barriers that prevent people from seeking help are what the task force is focusing on now. The three main barriers are denial, shame, and fear. Denial happens when the addiction is so strong that the person just does not want to stop. Shame comes from when they realize that they have to admit they actually have a problem and it needs to be dealt with. Fear is the realization that admitting there is a problem could cause significant loss in terms of employment, family, friends, or status, for example. Social stigma is the disapproval of or discrimination against a person based on perceivable or perceived social characteristics that serve to distinguish them from other members of the society. It may also be described as a label that associates a person to a set of unwanted characteristics that form a negative stereotype. Ben quoted Herbert Spencer, "There is a principle, which is a bar against all information, which is proof against all arguments, and which cannot fail to keep a man in everlasting ignorance. That principle is contempt prior to investigation." We would all do well to investigate everything we do not understand before deciding it should be condemned. The mission of the task force is to provide education, resources, and hope for those affected by substance misuse. To accomplish this, they strive to create awareness, provide resources, and promote ongoing education and prevention strategies. And they are getting results. Numerous publications in the media about their work have raised awareness, not just in Apex, but nationally as well. They are providing resources and ongoing education, too. Most importantly, they're having an impact with the individuals and families affected. So what can we do to help? Be objectively, universally compassionate. Seek to understand. Encourage others to do the same. Create awareness. Other Lions clubs, other clubs, churches, etc. Volunteer. Be present for those in need. Provide hope for the hopeless. Tell people about the Apex Mayor's Task Force. Ben is a very brave man and has an extremely compelling story of overcoming not just his addiction, but also overcoming the stigma associated with it. He has a powerful message, and it's an inspiration to those around him. If you struggle with addiction or know someone who does, please reach out to the mayor's Substance Misuse Task Force immediately. Mobile Screening Unit Update by Brian Hoover. As many of you are aware, the Mobile Screening Unit, or MSU, has primarily been out of service since September of 2020. This, in part, was caused by COVID-19, along with funding shortfalls. COVID-19 has made it difficult for most clubs to do significant fundraising. This inability to raise funds greatly affects every program conducted by North Carolina Lions, Inc. I would like to give you a little of the backstory to help everyone understand how we plan to move forward. In early 2020, before COVID-19, NCLI felt that we needed to start doing more vision screenings for children across the state. We started working with Lions KidSight to help bring this to fruition. The plan was to get a KidSight unit for every district in the state, which would carry Plus Optics cameras, similar to the Spot camera, to conduct screenings at daycares, preschools, and schools in each district. The screenings would be conducted at the school or facility, and the KidSight unit would be used to transport the equipment. The units would then be kept in each district and used by Lions volunteers in that district. In June of 2020, NCLI was able to obtain a grant from Foundation of the Carolinas to fund the first KidSight unit. This unit was then purchased and outfitted in September of 2020. Currently, there are a couple additional grants and donations in process to fund additional KidSight units. With COVID-19 concerns, we did not attempt to put the KidSight unit into use until March of 2021. Once it was decided to start conducting screenings again, it was deemed necessary to do adult screenings with the KidSight unit, as our budget would not warrant using the MSU due to the expense. The KidSight unit is significantly more fuel efficient and overall cheaper to operate, so we moved equipment from the MSU to the KidSight unit. This allowed us to conduct both adult and children screenings using a facility provided by the Lions Club or school. After 6 months of conducting screenings for adults and children with the KidSight unit, it has been determined we need to make a change. The KidSight unit is absolutely great for doing school screenings and daycares, but is too small to accommodate all the equipment needed to do both adult and child screenings properly. It has been agreed upon that the KidSight unit will be a great addition to help screen more children across the state. We all know that detection of eye issues at an early age for children is key to being able to correct the child's vision, but we also know the need for vision screenings for adults. With all of this said, it has been determined that to best serve our communities, we need the KidSight unit as well as the mobile screening unit. The KidSight unit will be used for conducting school screenings and daycares as it was originally intended. The fee for the KidSight unit is $150 per day. The MSU will now be available again to conduct public screenings. Unfortunately, the only way we're able to do this is to increase the fee associated with the MSU. The fee for use of the MSU has not been changed since 2011, even though the cost of the screenings has continued to rise. The fee for use of the MSU is now to be $250 per day, plus 60 cents per mile round trip. We can all work together in coordinating with other Lions Clubs in the state to help reduce the mileage fee impact. For instance, if the MSU makes a special trip to a location that is 600 miles round trip, it would cost the club $360 just for mileage. But if we could do four screenings in that same 600-mile round trip, the mileage fee could be divided between the four clubs. This would be much more manageable for each club and helps to keep our cost as low as possible. The changes in fees are not being taken lightly, but at this time, we feel that this is the best way to serve the communities of North Carolina. Currently, there's a lot of availability for both the mobile screening unit and KidSight unit. So please, give me a call, and let's get both of these units back out there serving our communities. And Brian Hoover can be contacted at Brian, spelled B-R-Y-A-N, at nclionsinc.org or 1-800-662-7401, extension 241. Here's another article written by John Lind. Philmont is the heading. Our own Apex Lion, Paul Dean, was our honored speaker recently. Paul, who is also an assistant scoutmaster at Apex Troop 209, provided an exciting and informative overview of BSA's Philmont Scout Ranch, the crown jewel of high adventure bases. We learned that more than 1 million scouts from all over the world have visited this high adventure base. During a 12-day period, scouts backpack through a 140,000-acre wilderness. During that time, they experience and participate in activities such as rock climbing, shooting sports, horseback riding, and living history, all of which help them develop life and leadership skills. Those that attend learn more about themselves and become better prepared for life and the challenges that lie ahead. The Apex Lions Club is a proud sponsor of Apex Troop 209. We also had the honor of presenting a 50-year chevron to Lion Bill Booth. That's quite an achievement. Lion Bill is a model lion and has been for a very long time. Congratulations and thanks. We also presented our treasurer, Lion Richard Hall, with a 100% treasurer pin for meeting all of the qualifications this past club year. Congratulations, Richard. Keep up the great work. On this page, there is a picture of a man standing in front of cases and cases and bookshelves full of displayed lions of every type. The heading is The Maine Problem, spelled M-A-N-E, of course. Albin Raw Thermal has more than 5,000 lions in his house. They were the pride and joy of his late wife, Phoebe, who was an avid collector of all things lion. The search to find a good home for the lions led him to, well, lions. Now a member of the Hinsdale Lions Club in Massachusetts, Rothermel is hoping to find a new home for the collection, somewhere they can all stay together and where they can bring others joy. The 2022-2023 Peace Poster Kits are now available. Peace Poster 2022-2023 Contest Kit, Lead with Compassion. Each kit contains all the materials needed to sponsor the contest in a school or youth group, including complete rules, promotional material, and recognition certificates for participants. One kit is needed for each entry sponsored. Kits are available in all 11 languages. Kits are sold from January 15th through October 1st. Orders received after October 1st will be filled based on availability. To order your peace poster kit today, go to www.lionsclubs.org/peace poster. And here's an announcement that the LCI Con 2023 will be in Boston. Next year, the 105th Lions Club's International Convention will be in the City on the Hill, where Lions and Leos will unite to forge a path to a better world. It's going to be a celebration you won't want to miss. And they also thank the Lions and Leos for making LCI Con 2022 Montreal a huge success. Here's a message from LCIF, from PIP Dr. Jitsuhiro Yamada, Campaign 100 Chairperson, and PIP J. Frank Moore III, Campaign 100 Vice Chairperson. On behalf of the Lions of the World and Lions Clubs International Foundation, or LCIF, we want to thank you for your outstanding commitment to Campaign 100, LCIF Empowering Service. It was our sincere pleasure to announce at the 104th Annual Lions International Convention in Montreal that we successfully reached and even exceeded our campaign goals. Because of your leadership and support, LCIF raised a total of $325 million during this historic campaign. We are grateful to each and every one of you for everything you have done to make this campaign so successful. We could not have accomplished this amazing milestone without your hard work and dedication. This success is a reflection of your leadership and humanitarian spirit. Throughout your years of service to this campaign, your leadership and example helped ensure that LCIF can continue empowering those serving to improve health and well-being, strengthen communities, and protect the vulnerable in the years and decades to come. Even during the course of the campaign, the impact of Campaign 100 was felt globally through new grant programs in childhood cancer and hunger to improve quality of life for those in need, mobilize the Refugees and Displaced Persons Fund to provide safety and security for those fleeing their homes during immensely challenging times, increased ability for LCIF to quickly award grants in times of disaster and during global crises like the COVID-19 pandemic, continued support for the world's youth through Lions Quest programming and grants, innovative grant projects to protect and restore our environment to improve the well-being of all communities, lives changed for the better, many even saved because of Lions service in vision, diabetes, and other humanitarian efforts globally. We should all be very proud of what our organization was able to accomplish because of LCIF and Campaign 100. Let us not forget that the needs of the world continue to grow, and we must build on this campaign success to ensure the future of our foundation's ability to magnify our service to those in need around the world for generations to come. We thank you for your continued support and look forward to working with you in service in the years to come. While the campaign is coming to an end, our work together as Lions, empowered by LCIF, continues. And another news item from LCIF by Douglas A. Alexander, chairperson of the Lions Clubs International Foundation. Greetings, Lions and Leos. Welcome to a new Lion year. I am thrilled to have begun my year as chairperson of Lions Clubs International Foundation during the 104th Annual Convention in Montreal. It was my honor to be on stage when we announced that we had not only met but exceeded our campaign goals, raising more than $324 million. I am so proud of what we were able to achieve together throughout this campaign and look forward to what accomplishments the next year will bring. Let's continue to build on the success of Campaign 100 as LCIF magnifies Lions and Leos' impact on the areas of vision, youth, disaster relief, humanitarian efforts, diabetes, childhood cancer, hunger, and the environment. As the needs of the world continue to grow, so too does the need to support LCIF. Please join me in keeping the momentum going this year as we serve by doing and giving together. Meet International President Brian E. Sheehan. This is from Lion Magazine of the summer of 2022. A presidency that took flight in Bird Island. And there is a picture of a man looking like he's having a great time on one of those motorized skateboard kind of devices. To know Brian Sheehan is to know Bird Island, a small town in Minnesota where family and community are nearly one and the same. Everybody knows everybody, and everybody watches out for you, said Sheehan. If you need help shoveling the sidewalk or hand moving, chances are help is right next door. This sense of community and the feeling of connection it brings helped shape the life of Sheehan. And so did his family, who were more than just great parents and good neighbors. They were Lions. His father was a founding member of Bird Island Lions Club in 1964, and he's proud of that heritage. We're part of a fourth-generation Lions family. Even the grandfather and father of his wife, Lori, were both Lions. Service was simply a part of his childhood, from delivering Meals on Wheels to selling Christmas trees and then collecting them from his local Lions Club bonfire. At 6 years of age and in a small community and with all the things they wanted done, we just tagged along. As he grew up, he became more and more involved in Lions, cooking homemade sausage at Lions events and taking part in the local demolition derby. Eventually, he joined Lions himself in the 30s. I made that decision to be part of this organization. It wasn't something that was brought on me by my dad, necessarily, but by him asking me. He knew that Lions were there making his community and communities around the world even stronger, even better, even closer. Brian Sheehan also knew at an early age that the best way to make his contribution to his community was to first make something of himself. Brian left Bird Island for college to become a mechanical engineer. He thought engineering could help him tackle big problems. But after a single computer science class, his priorities changed. The potential in this new, exciting field was clear to him. He returned to Bird Island and immediately placed an order for his first computer. His business started as a small idea to improve his father's propane delivery routes. Together with his brother Kevin, he wrote a custom programming language and built an algorithm to keep track of statements and plan routes based on weather and other factors for his father's propane business. And it quickly took off. People from all around Minnesota came looking for the software. He even moved his business to a larger city in order to expand, but quickly realized that there's no place like home. In Bird Island, he knew the people working for him. He knew he could help his community by being there, not just as a business owner, but as a friend, a neighbor, and a lion. He realized he could do big things in a small town, and he did. Sheehan and his Lions Club helped build Lions Memorial Park, one of the premier baseball diamonds in Minnesota, to bring people to Bird Island, to bring his community closer, and to show everyone how big ideas can be brought to life, even in a small town. No one can do something like that on their own. It was a team effort. That's how we bring big ideas to life, he said. His club is a pillar in the community. His business is global. His dream of being international president is now a reality. After everything he's done, he believes that when we work together, we can make the impossible possible, which is what he has planned for Lions. It's so simple, so fundamental, and so true. Together, we can. President Sheehan believes it. He sees it in his work, in his service, and in his wonderful marriage to Lori. Teamwork makes it all work. That's why Together We Can is his message to Lions and the world. We see it in our clubs every day. People uniting to build up our communities, to be the helping hand, to change lives. Together. We see it in the work we do with Lions Club International Foundation. We take on big, life-changing projects that make our communities healthier, more vital, and more sustainable. And we do it together. Lions know we can't do it alone. To accomplish big things, we all have to pull together, roll up our sleeves, and put in the work to make the impossible possible. And we do it with a smile because this is how we live, this is how we serve, and this is who we are as Lions. Every day, we live out the simplicity, the necessity, and the absolute beauty of Together We Can. Here's a message about leader dogs for the blind. Lions clubs like yours are some of our most cherished partners. You've been with us from the beginning when three Lions founded Leader Dogs for the Blind in 1939. More than 80 years later, you're helping us continue moving forward through the significant challenges of the last 2 years. Your partnership is vital to Leader Dog carrying out our mission, helping people who are blind or visually impaired have the opportunity to live a more independent life. For people like Lion Heather, it's a mission that is truly life-changing. Heather's vision was 20/20 when she was young, but over time, uveitis, chronic glaucoma, and cataracts have left her with no vision in her right eye. She has limited vision in her left eye. In 1999, she reached a point where she needed help getting around. And through Lions, she made a connection to someone at Leader Dog who encouraged her to apply. Her first dog from Leader Dog was Sadie, then Izzy. In 2022, she was paired with Leader Dog Ivan, a black Labrador retriever. You never quite get over losing them, but I have learned things from each of my dogs, Heather says. Ivan is spunky and has the sweetest disposition. He has helped me get out and walk more, and he does so well in the grocery store. And along with everyday things Leader Dog Ivan assists Heather with, he's also helping her pursue a dream, getting her college degree. Ivan is so happy to wake up in the morning and get to work. He has the sweetest disposition. Lion Heather. And there's a beautiful picture of Heather with her handsome dog, Ivan. Right now, you can make an impact with your gift to Leader Dog. Your generous gift can help more people who are visually impaired receive a life-changing guide dog. And here's some information about North Carolina Lions Incorporated, the power of doing amazing things in North Carolina. The two questions that you may ask. One, what is NCLI? And two, where does your Brighter Visions dollar go? The questions that many of you Lions have asked several times, well, I'm going to try to answer your questions. What is NCLI, or North Carolina Lions, Incorporated? It's owned and managed by the North Carolina Lions. It administers statewide Lions programs. It is a charitable foundation, a 501c3, and you, as a Lion in North Carolina, are members of NCLI. So where does your Brighter Visions dollars go? Programs funded by the annual Brighter Visions Fund Drive include Camp Dogwood. Provides a good camping experience for the blind and visually impaired. The camp, located on Lake Norman, was opened in July of 1967. Blind Deaf Statewide Retreat held in September. Lions hold activities, meetings, training, and events year-round, and the camp is available for corporate and private events during the off-season. Matching funds helps clubs provide eye exams, eyeglasses, and other medical needs of the blind, now replaced by the VSP voucher program that will provide eyeglasses and eye exams by three means: full coverage, materials only, and students up to 19 years of age. To qualify, you must be below the 200% poverty level. Support and mobility canes. That's the oldest service provided by Lions. Canes are given to any blind or visually impaired person, limit one per 2 years at no charge. The North Carolina Lions Educational Grants. This is available to children of a blind or visually impaired parent. Grants for 2 or 4 year secondary education programs. Emphasis is placed on financial need. Hearing aids. Discontinued. Now we recycle hearing aids. Individuals will be referred to North Carolina Department of Hard of Hearing for assistance. Funds received are used for the deaf-blind retreat at Camp Dogwood. MSU KidSight screenings. Your funds provide free screenings in their communities. Clubs provide volunteers. The clubs are encouraged to provide medical professionals. Clubs secure the location for the event. And KidSight units will be equipped with necessary tools for in-school screening. Then there's public information and education. There's Alliance Eye Health Program and mobile screening unit. There's organ and tissue donor awareness. Other brochures are available by calling NCLI office. And the website is www.nclionsinc.org. And then there's special grants. That's for the VIP fishing tournament, the Governor Moorhead School, the school athletic program, and the deaf-blind retreat. And here are things, programs that are not funded by the annual Brighter Visions Fund Drive. Camp Dogwood maintenance, the Camp Dogwood raffle tickets, and the William Joyce Endowment Fund and the average annual maintenance budget do that. Also not funded is clinical eye research. That's under District Governor's Goals, special fundraising, and funds accumulated at NCLI to fund grants. Also not funded is construction of facilities. That comes from donors, building naming rights, build-a-room, and furnish-a-room programs. And also not funded is tree trimming at Camp Dogwood. Included in this newsletter are several pages of registration documents that apply to the VIP fishing tournament at the Outer Banks that's coming up on October 17th, 18th, and 19th of 2022. And, of course, volunteers will be there on the 16th of October also. So if you would like more information on that, you can contact Gwen White, who is the executive director. Her number is 252-202-2329, or by email, whiteinc1, that's WHITEINK, the number 1, at earthlink.net. And you can make checks payable to the North Carolina Lions VIP Fishing Tournament, Incorporated, and send your application and fee to Gwen White at P.O. Box 140, Columbia, North Carolina, 2-7-9-2-5. It's $100 for VIPs and $125 for the sighted. Again, that's a fishing tournament at the Outer Banks on October 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's $125 per person for a double room and $160 for a single room at this event. And here's a reminder that the Winston-Salem Twin City host Lions Club is going to have a diabetes family retreat a few times this year. There are two left. That is Friday and Saturday, September 9th and 10th, and Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th. The retreats will be held Friday and Saturday, as I said. You check in between 4 and 5:30 on Friday, and you depart Saturday after 5. So there's a registration form included in this newsletter. And in order to get more information, contact Tammy Thomas, the Camp Dogwood administrator. Her direct line is 800-662-7401, extension 229. And the purpose of these retreats is to help reduce the prevalence of diabetes and to improve the quality of life for you and your family affected with this rampant growing disease in our state. And what the retreat will hopefully achieve is to provide a safe and fun experience for your family with diabetes to connect and learn. This 1.5-day retreat will give you an opportunity to work closely with certified diabetes educators with educational, recreational, and dietary recommendations for a healthy lifestyle with no distractions. And you'll learn that it's possible to live well with and successfully manage diabetes. The Diabetes Family Retreats will be held at the NC Lions Dogwood on the lake, a 56-acre state-of-the-art meeting and retreat center on the banks of Lake Norman. This facility is also the home of Camp Dogwood for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Camp Dogwood is a summer destination for the blind and visually impaired with waterfront and recreational activities. Dogwood on Lake Norman has 3 lodges to accommodate overnight guests. Each lodge has a lounge with TV and DVD, a screen porch, and rocking chairs. Attractive, comfortable guest rooms feature 2 double beds, individual temperature control, and private baths. Rooms with handicapped accessible baths are available, including roll-in showers. Each lodge is ground floor accessible. Here's a notice about the North Carolina Lions Eyeglass Recycling Program. The need for glasses. According to the World Health Organization, 153 million people have uncorrected refractive errors. That means nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism. Most of these vision impairments are quickly diagnosed and easy to treat with corrective lenses. Still, millions of people in developing nations are pushed deeper into poverty simply because they don't have glasses. They can't learn because reading is difficult. They can't work to the best of their ability because they can't see clearly. For children, clear vision means a better education, healthier development, and a better quality of life. For adults, clear vision means less dependence on others. North Carolina Lions collect more than 170,000 pairs of eyeglasses each year to address the need for glasses, making eyeglass recycling one of our most popular activities. Items needed: complete reusable glasses, both plastic and metal frames, gold frames in any condition, antique glasses, broken glasses, and sunglasses of any kind. Items not needed: loose lenses of any kind, and cases. Suggestions for a successful program: put someone in charge and set up a collection point. Meet with or write a letter to the newspaper editor or radio station manager to explain the details of your campaign, including the names of the people involved. If your club has a bulletin, write an article for it about the collection drive. Follow up with reminders. Prepare collection boxes and place them with posters in selected locations. Be sure to put your club name and a contact number on the collection box. Collection boxes are available from NCLI. Do not mail the collection boxes. Opticians and optometrists can keep a collection box in their waiting room. Check with lost and found departments in hotels, stores, police stations, etc. for unclaimed glasses. Ask members of your club to spread the word among their friends and other groups to which they belong. Check your collection sites on a regular basis. After removing unwanted items, send your glasses to North Carolina Lions Incorporated, 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive, P.O. Box 39, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Introducing the Lions Video Center. Ready to get inspired? The Lions Video Center is the premier destination for you to find the latest inspiring stories from Lions and Leos around the world. With videos featuring our international president, Lions Club's International Foundation, public service announcements, and much more, you can download and share videos for any occasion. New videos are added and updated quarterly, so be sure to check back and see what's new. Explore the current video lineup today at lionsclubs.org/videos. And to finish out, I'm going to read a little of the fundraising results report for 21-22. I'm just going to really briefly go over a couple numbers. And for the Brighter Visions Fund Drive, District S had per capita $79.84 raised, as opposed to the average for the state, which was $84.24. For Clinical Eye Research Funds, District S had an average of per member $2.97, and the statewide average was $1.57. And the Camp Dogwood Raffle Tickets, District S had a total sales of $21,436, with an average of 2.19 books per member, and the statewide average was 2.14 books per member. So way to go, District S. And I've run out of time for today's episode of the Lions Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.